in terms of timber taxation as it was originally crafted in 1999 with House Bill 3575.
So what's the on-the-ground impact for small woodland owners if that happens?
Madam Chair, I'm maybe not the best person to answer that in terms of my knowledge and expertise. Wally, do you want to take a shot at that? And you may have folks who can testify today to give you a better perspective than we can.
Madam Chair, I can give you a partial answer, but I agree with Clark that people who testify after us may be able to provide a better answer. But a lot of the small landowners cannot generate revenue from their forest land on an annual basis, particularly those who have converted underproducing land or have a very young timber stand. It puts a real hardship on them to be able to pay the taxes on an annual basis. And so that's the real impact, is that those landowners will then have to pay their taxes on an annual basis without any revenue coming from the land to contribute towards the payment of those.
Thank you. Representative Krieger.
Madam Chair, I guess I should state a declaration of conflict or something, because I am one of those woodland owners that, you know, I've converted 127 acres of our tree farm. It's all in under 20 years old, 10 plantations. And if they change the way the proposal was originally, where you'd be paying each year on that property value, I might only harvest every third, fifth, or tenth year, depending on the age class of those trees, and they're not even there yet. They're another, you know, 10 years away, so even to a thinning. So you'd be trying to generate revenue somewhere, somehow, and it may actually cause you to conduct harvest activities at a time which isn't best environmentally or at the best point of those trees having the best return to that landowner.
Representative Krieger, your potential conflict of interest will be noted also in the proceedings.
Madam Chairman, I own a parcel of ground in eastern Oregon that is under timber production, timber deferral, but as a member of the class, I don't believe that I have a conflict of interest in that issue. And I respect Representative Krieger's cautiousness in announcing a potential conflict. All of the members in the class would be benefited to an equal extent, so I don't believe there's a conflict.
I have a friend that has to live on the lot.
Go ahead.